The need for power. Let's open our Bible to the book of Judges, chapter 6. From verse 11 to verse 13. Please open your Bible so that it is the word of the Lord that is inspired. It's not my words. So, even if you don't learn from what I'm saying by reading from the Word of God, you also can be imparted. Judges chapter 6, from verse 11 to 13. The Bible says, "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abizrite, and his son Gideon, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianite. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Verse 13, which is my verse of emphasis. "And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." What brought the children of Israel to this point, wherein they are now the testimony of God amongst them is now in contention, is because the attack of the enemy towards them, God customized it. So much so that the attack was not for their life, the attack was not against their consecration. And I'm choosing my word carefully because you will see that the attack of the enemy against the children of Israel whilst they were in the land of Egypt, after a new Pharaoh came on board, contrary to the agreement that the first Pharaoh with whom Joseph walked had with the children of Israel. The new Pharaoh that came on board after the Pharaoh that knew Joseph, that Pharaoh was after the life of the children of Israel, so much so that they cast their young into the waters. So that attack of the enemy was against their life. You will see in the book of Numbers, in the time of Balaam, when Balaam could not defeat the children of Israel by a spiritual curse, he was able to counsel Balak to set a stumbling block for the children of Israel. A stumbling block in the sense of strange women, and it was on account of the whoredom that married women committed with the daughters of the land. It was on account of the whoredom that single men committed with the daughters of Moab. That was how they lost their consecration, which is their separation unto God. And it was God that began to kill them by himself. You will see the attack in the book of Judges chapter 6 was not an attack against their life. It was not an attack against their consecration. It was an attack against their wealth, their prosperity. It was an attack against their what? Answer me. The attack was against their what?
We're here. We can hear you.
If you've been hearing me, say amen.
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 I said the attack in the book of Judges chapter 6 was an attack against their prosperity. Prosperity. The attack in Numbers 22 was an attack against their consecration. The attack in the book of Exodus was an attack against their life. So much so that they will not multiply, they will not increase numerically. So that attack was against their life. This attack in the book of Judges is an attack against their prosperity. And the children of Israel were so impoverished that they began to improvise. So the angel of the Lord sat by an oak, and Gideon came to do business as usual, not knowing that the angel of the Lord was there. So the angel of the Lord manifested. And the word that the book of Judges used was appeared, appeared, appeared unto Gideon. Saluted him as a mighty man of valor. But then, because of the attack against their prosperity, the testimony of God as a shield and their exceeding great reward was in contention. So Gideon asked, he said, where be the miracles? Verse 13, Judges chapter 6, verse 13, where be the miracles which our fathers told us of? This is the reality of the body of Christ today. We've heard of Azusa Street Revival. We've heard of believers meeting in the days of Kenneth Hagin. We've heard of witches bowing their knees in the days of Bensi Ida Osa. But today, we see not what God is doing at the national level. All these testimonies, all these testimonies that are cited are national. In the time of Bensi Ida Osa, it was national. In the time of Kenneth Hagin, it was national. In the time of Azusa, it was national. But today, what we see at work is God manifesting himself at the individual level. And what God is doing at the individual level is not enough. If we must change our territory, where be the miracles of God? God used to do something for an entire nation, but today he's doing it for few. And because he is doing it for few, the Midianites are still oppressing us. The sons of the bondwomen are still oppressing us. And we cannot start boldly to proclaim that God is our banner. That the Lord is our captive. Because we know that God will not defend us on the national level. Let's now open our Bible. The book of Luke chapter 1 verse 35, probably we'll find what is the key ingredient that is missing. Are we not speaking in tongues? Of
Okay.
course we are. Of course we are speaking in tongues. Is the Holy Ghost absent in our days? Of course he is not. So what is the key ingredient that is missing? Join me on this journey to answer the question of Gideon. Where be the miracles of God? What is it that is missing? Are there no men? There are men. Are there no women? There are women. Are there no priests? There are priests. Are there no mighty man of valor? There are. So what is missing? Open your Bible with me to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. When your glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the Bible says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And what? Read for me. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the what? I'm waiting for a response.
Power of the highest.
Thank you. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. As at this time in the narrative, Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus, has the question, how shall this thing be? Anytime there is a question amongst mortal men, the answer is always Holy Ghost with power made manifest. How shall it be? The answer to every question of mankind is captured in the person of the Holy Ghost. But not just the Holy Ghost, but that you find power in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. She said, oh, I've not known a man. I'm not yet married. And not just that I'm not married, is that no man has ever lay with me. So how will I now give birth? He said the solution to that is that the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power, power, power. What is missing in the church today is power. We have the Holy Ghost. But the ingredient of power is missing. And even worse is that we now have a generation of priests that have no relationship with the Holy Ghost. They don't know the Holy Ghost. They can preach every teaching of our Lord Jesus. And I'm using my words carefully. I say they can preach. I'm not saying they can teach. I say they can preach every teaching of our Lord Jesus. But when you come to the matter of the Holy Ghost, they are quiet. They are quiet. It is now as if Holy Ghost is different from Jesus. And don't forget, Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost, they are one. Let's take our second scripture in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8.
1 verse 8.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Let me hear you. But am I the only one here tonight?
Act
of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. We read harmoniously. 1, 2, 3, go. For ye shall receive
after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem,
and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and with the unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Thank you very much. Do you notice, have you realized that for Mary, that individual thing that God is doing for her was to be made realized in power? That this matter of not having known a man, we're going to resolve it by power. And that is at the individual level. By the time you come to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, we see that the expression of power there is at the territorial level. It goes and is going from the territorial level to the national level. Ye shall be witnesses unto me in where? In Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We see that the manifestation of power there was at the territorial level up to the national level. Today, God is doing something for people in the body of Christ, like for Mary. But that power that is for territory is missing. And that is why our testimony at the territory level, the testimony of God, the territory level is weak. But at the individual level, it is strong. Don't forget, the question that Gideon asked was for the national level. Where be the miracles of God then by the fathers? You can have the Holy Ghost and not have power and not be mad. Point will come the manifestation of the Holy Ghost that you become contented. Because you can use to get, you know, you have a getting. You want to job interview, you speak in tongue. So they give you the job, become content. But every other person around you is something. You are an every member of your family, you are Christians. Speaking in power of prayer, the testimony of God is not loud in your street. I'm not even talking about your territory. I'm saying in your street alone. I'll never forget Basic Estate. I'm still trusting God that we will have such kind of an experience again in Basic Estate. God gave us so much grace as a family that we are running prayer in our house. Meanwhile, we have it. And you. The leader. People see us walking in the night. They say, oh, they are prayer, or they are doing prayer. Meanwhile, you are not walking, you are just from church. You went to go and charge your phone. Your move in the estate became synonymous to prayer. Because we have the power that makes prayer sustainable. And that prayer that was being done in those days was not a prayer for self. It's not a prayer of gain admission. At least as at that time I was in university. And a few of other brethren were in university. It was not a prayer of give me visa. Because as at that time, visa was already working. It was not a prayer of, oh God, let COVID-19 go. As at that time, none of us was infected. It was a prayer of territory, changing the territory. During the COVID-19 lockdown, so many people were praying, oh God, oh God. The estate was loud with noise, and I'm choosing my word carefully. It was loud with noise. But when COVID-19 lockdown was lifted, you could see participation in prayer dropping. And if you ever heard anything like prayer, it was night devotion. It was night devotion. The prayer for territory was weak. I consider it mundane that you use the Holy Ghost to get a job, but your territory is not changed. Your territory is not affected. In Christ, the way assembly, we don't argue about prayer. We can argue about money, but not about prayer. You can come and say, you people, you are not doing business. You don't have money. You are not prospering. But when it came to the matter of prayer, he will be quiet because there are those that God has given the mantle for prayer, and everybody know them, but nobody will say anything. And that is how it's supposed to be in the body of Christ. That this one has horn for prayer, this one has horn for business, this one has the horn for politics, this one like that, like that, like that. And everybody is shining bright. That is how we influence our territory. But when you are not known for anything, you will have nothing to contribute to changing the territory. Or, adventure, you have a horn, and then you are trying to make that horn superior to every other horn in the territory. That this your own, this prayer is the no. But that everybody will find their path. When warriors were on the field in the book of Judges, in the days of Deborah, warriors were on the field killing people. Women were in the tent serving milk in a lordish plate, and yet they were making kill. They were slaying kings in the tent. The king that escaped from the battlefield, it was Jahel that killed him in a tent by serving him milk in a lordish plate. Imagine if those that were on the battlefield were saying, yeah, we are the one. All those other ones, all those women, they are lazy. No, they left the women in the tents to keep the house. That stand guard in the house. Don't be washing plate. As you are washing plate, keep your eyes open, be sensitive, stand guard. And when the king that they went to fight escaped from the battlefield, Jahel was at home to receive him, and she nailed him to the ground in one strike. No return match, one strike. Nailed him in the temple to the ground. Power.
Amen.
The power of God that we seek today is not the power for the individual level. It is the power for territory.
Amen.
So that our children will not ask, where be the miracles of God? Imagine the place where you have labored, your child goes there, and your child does not have a possession. Your child is a stranger upon such a land. You know why the testimony is not like that for Abraham? The places where he erected altar, where he did evangelism, did prayer, did intercession, when Jacob came there, Jacob fell into the open arms of God. Can we call upon the name of God?
Thank you.
That is the conclusion. The need for power. Power at the territorial level. Power at the national level. I've seen people in church. You will know that the way they got the job they are doing is through the Holy Ghost. But now they are sitting still. So anytime that battle comes, they will speak in tongues. Then when the battle is gone, they will return back to their default mode, which is being in the flesh. So they are not pursuing anything beyond self, anything beyond the individual level. That this our church that has been here for these 10 years, how many people have How many buildings have we used to help people? How many presidents have we produced? How many senators have gone out from in our midst? Can we call upon the name of God, Lord?
Oh Lord.
Help us to find power at the territorial level.
Help us to find power at the territorial level. Bariburu maratati tituta kapa maria rakatu mati lato. Baria rakapu natak biara katu kapu maratatu datu. Barakatawa
mis
tatu tata 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 kapa puru tati yara tete tete. Barakatu taka po 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 ru mana taka teke te yoro tati ya kapu papa. Barakapu ru barakati yeti yara kapu papa paru tati. Ete yara kapu papa ratu taka naka tata ti. Teke teke te po mana taka pa ru mra taka ru titi ya kapu po ru ma. Arra pa puru mana ti yara kapu ta. Kapu pa ru ma. Te yara kapu yu tutu ti ya kapu pa pa. Aparu kana kati ya kapu puru tati ya kapu ma ru ta. Kete kete ya puru mana tu taka na ti. Ete yara kapu puru mana taka ta kiti. Deke te inaka. Taka taka nyo kato tati ya kapu ra. Apa pa 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 ru para ti ya kato te ya kade. Kete yara kapu puru mana taka titi titi iwa kapu ma. Ara kapu mana ti yara kapu ra tuta. Kata kapu pa tuta ti ya kato taka. Apa pa 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 ru mana taka titi. Ite ikuru kandaka taka pa pa pa. Ara kapo paru mana tiara katuta. Kete ya kapo paru takan nati. Kete 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 ya kapo papa. Kade ya kade. Burung tak kapo. Teke burung. Mana tak kapo paru. Tu mana takari ya kapo takapo baru. Burung mana takata itu takapo paru ti. Take a buru manataka that we are. Amen. Amen.
I've seen brethren. They look for the, they go to the concert of the latest vibing musician in town. They go for their concert and then they come back to tell you their experience. The whole I was at that concert. I wept. The Spirit of God moved mightily. But you know that what they are saying is empty words. Because the Spirit of God that moved mightily has not affected them, has not impacted them with any tangible thing. That is at the individual level. Then when you now take a sample size of by 100, 100 out of the people that attended the meeting, they can't move anything. They cannot move anything, nothing. I'm not looking for the power that Mary has, the power that needs to show up before Elizabeth. Before you move things, what I'm looking for is the Holy Ghost power that was promised the church to be witnesses in the whole city of Jerusalem. That just walking by, your shadows will be healing. And when the council of elders they threaten you, the power will increase. I will call upon the name of God as a ministry. Lord, help us to find power.
Help us to find power.
The power to
Baruga Paratu Mandiya Kapu Parata. In the name of Jesus.
Power to
Baru Paratu. Grant unto us, O Lord, the power that we need, even as in ministry. Baro warakapura tuta on an individual level. Barakapura tutututututu. Kapamara for national level. Ari yakapuru nata ya. Kurunti yakapuru nata ka. Karata kata tuta kapapura.
Ari
yarakate.
Radha pradusha enkrakate.
Ari yakapuru nati. Arataka.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just 2 minutes away. I'll share a testimony and then we'll conclude. The Bible speaking in the book of Acts of the Apostles, when the church began to work strong, that is the church in Jerusalem, when they began to work strong, the Bible recorded that they found favor with the people. That is, those that are not Christians, they found favor with them. In the Jerusalem, if you are a member of the Jerusalem church and you go to the market to buy Maggi, 20 naira, the person who is not a believer will say, 20 naira Maggi. Say, oh, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Just have it. Just don't worry. Keep the money. Keep the money. Power for territory.
Amen.
So the Jerusalem church say, we have need for land and want to build church. An unbeliever will just come and say, actually, I have land. Yeah, and you can build your church on it. I will the land to you. All those things they will normally be praying in tongue for was just coming to them free of charge. I've heard of the testimony of the mighty work of God in territories to facilitate the work of God. I've not experienced one person who have heard them and I believe. Brethren, let's keep trusting God. Let's keep praying to God. The power we are looking for is not power for to settle our visa problem alone. That one is individual. It's power for God to change
the world. The power for territory. Bariuru Barata. In the name of Jesus. Barakaburu Tutu Yarakata. But I give us by the Holy Spirit the power for territories. In the name of Jesus. Ariaburu Marate Tutata. Aburata Kabo Baduta. Ede yarakabo papabo manate. Ede yarakabo manataka da tatata. Arakata kabo barote. Uru tatata kabo mamara. Kabo rutate yarakati tuta. Kabo babapara takati tete. Kepura takati tutate. Kete gete 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 kaboba. Apapa papa papa papa. Kata kata kapa paparite, kete yete kete yete kipurupa, kata kapa parumarati. In the name of Jesus, arakabumarati.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right, we are 1 minute after 12. Almighty God, we say thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray, help us not to find rest until we attain as a ministry to the power to change territory. We've begun with the individual level. We've gone to the parish level, wherein we are doing Bible quiz. We are doing mosquito net. For so in those days, we began with renting accommodation for individuals, buying phone for individuals, you know, like that, like that. But now you've moved us to the level of ministering to an entire parish. But we don't want to, stop at parish. We desire that you move us to the power that influences territories.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open an entire truckload of goodies for an entire for the Lube and say, everybody in Lube, we bless you with this. Open an entire container of clothes, Okrika clothes. Distribute power for territory.
Amen.
Power for territory. For great things. King Saul told David, he said, you will do great and terrible things. Mighty God, we proclaim that word into our life tonight. We will do great and terrible things henceforth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we pray that you will save the weak, strengthen the feeble amongst us, and motivate the mighty amongst us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' powerful name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for showing up tonight. Thank you very much. And apologies for not showing up last night. It was a situation beyond my control. But thank God I'm here tonight. In Jesus' name. Salutations to MP JD. Salutations to MP Rain, who is not here. The good Lord bless us all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For questions, contributions, clarifications, testimonies, please post them on the group chat. That will be strengthened and that our spirit may be refreshed. The good Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace.
Pray grace.
Jesus Christ, the Lord of
Jesus Christ.
Let us fellowship
with the Holy Spirit.
Be with us now forever.
With us now. Amen. Forevermore.
I wish you are doing the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow is fast. Try as much as possible to fast light tomorrow. You can break anything from, the secretary already posted it. So I will refer us to his post on when best